I trust him. Now let's live life to the full with Trish McCarthy.
Your mind is a garden. Thoughts are the seeds. You can grow flowers or you can grow weeds. Our thoughts are powerful things, one of the greatest and mysterious gifts that we have been given. Yes, they have the potential to affect the altitude of our attitude and our actions. What kind of garden are you growing? I've heard that we spend 1/5 of our lives talking and have approximately 30 conversations per day. We also talk to ourselves. Have you ever stopped and really listened to your thoughts? Here's an activity. Take 5 minutes, 30 minutes, half a day, jotting down all the thoughts that fly through that space between your ears. And once done, examine them closely. Are they positive, negative, or neutral? What do they focus on most? What are the key themes, if you like? Is it your emotions, your actions, tasks, family, or work? Are they focused on judgments or affirmations of yourself and others? With God's help, it is possible to clean up our thoughts. And when we do, it has significant impact not only on ourselves, but all those whom we encounter. Just like a small child who has sticky hands and leaves a residue on everything they touch, so too negative thoughts on our lives, experiences and relationships. We are created for much more than this. Try taking 3 questions or statements that you've jotted down and changing them into a better question or frame of thought. For example, I wish I didn't have to go to work today. Into, how can I be present at work and enjoy the moment? Or, why does this always happen to me? Into, what is God or life trying to say to me through this experience? What can I be open to learning? If you ask yourself a question, your brain instinctively comes up with an answer. Ask a better question, get a better answer. Have some fun today with your thoughts. What kind of garden are you growing?
The South Coast's Pulse 94.1. Radio for life.
Revive my heart, renew my soul. In you, O Lord, I am made whole. No more in fear will I wander, 'cause you're my God, my Lord and lover. Like a burning fire, be my one desire. I wanna be holy just like you. I wanna go where you lead me to, with reckless abandon to your truth. I wanna fall deeper in love with you. Lift me up, God my Father. In all this world there is no other. I'm dancing in your holy presence, and your glory fills all my senses. Like a burning fire, be my one desire. I wanna be holy just like you. I wanna go where abandon to your truth. I wanna fall deeper in love with you. I wanna be holy just like you. I wanna go where you lead me to, with reckless abandon to your truth. I wanna fall deeper in love with you. Indeed.
a part of your life. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Pulse 94.1, radio for life.
Byron and Francine Parola. Now that's smart loving.
We're Byron and Francine Parola from Smart Loving, and today we're talking about the art of listening.
Listening is not something that we're actually naturally good at. Too often we are listening defensively, ready to refute or argue, get our turn, or get back to our own interests. We go through the motions of listening when really we are just thinking about our next words or how to wrap up the conversation.
One of the most loving things we can do for each other is to simply listen. Listening is the art of not just hearing our spouse, but being willing to enter into his or her experience, to see things from their perspective, to take on their values. We've all had the experience of being ignored. We're talking to the other person and they're texting or their eyes are wandering and we know that we're irrelevant to them. On the other hand, when I am listened to, I feel deeply affirmed and valued.
It starts by giving your husband or your wife your full attention. That means putting down whatever you are doing and putting it out of your mind for a few minutes. That means putting aside your own need to be right, to assert your sense of intellectual superiority, or to help change your spouse in some way. Put all that aside. These things are your agenda, and you can't be fully present and attentive when you're brimming with all the thoughts that you have about what you're going to do to manage the conversation. Your only job when listening is to be like an empty vessel. No agenda except that of communicating your love.
The simple act of listening, without an agenda, is one of the most affirming and loving gestures you can give your spouse. It says, I value you, I honour you, I cherish you, you are important to me.
We're Byron and Francine Parola. For more tips to strengthen your marriage, visit smartloving.org.
The favourite radio station for families across the South Coast. Pulse 94.1.
Glory to Jesus, the Lamb that Billy Foot there and Sing to the King. You're on the journey with Dave and Dodsy. And just before that, we heard from the Parolas in their Smart Loving segment. And if you want to get a chance to catch them live in our very own Illawarra and Shoalhaven region, they're coming to Wollongong. And we're encouraging everyone to register for their Smart Loving seminar. It's for married couples. It's coming up pretty soon. It's on the 7th and 8th of September, right here in Wollongong, Dave.
Yeah, Dodsy, it's a great way to renew and reinvigorate marriages to make sure that the most important relationship, the marriage, is firing on all cylinders. It's also a great way to enrich and empower married couples. Now, for more info, just call Jude or Kerry Hennessy on 422-2407. That's 422-2407.
Or you can jump on your computer and go to smartloving.org.au.
Pete Gilmore, Living the Gospel.
In the later years of high school, I had a pretty profound experience of God. It was one of those moments where everything seemed to click and I was like, yes, my parents believe in God, but this is my faith now. These are my beliefs. I wanted to live out my faith. I wanted to share the gospel. So I did what anyone in my position would do. I got my big, fat, gigantic Bible from home and I slapped it on the top of my pile of school books. I carried it everywhere I went and I was never backwards in coming forwards about my faith. This didn't seem to have the desired effect. I seemed to be turning more people off than turning them to God. I wish I knew then what I know now, because I think it would have changed my approach in high school. I was so eager to tell people about God's love that I forgot to show God's love. I wanted people to know God's salvation so badly that I forgot to reach out to those around me that needed help. I knew they needed God's mercy, but I wasn't willing to be merciful myself. As St. Francis said, let us not love in word, but in deed and in truth. I pray that we put faith in action today. God bless.
The South Coast's Pulse 94.1. Radio for life.
Yeah.
Well, that's it for another show. I really enjoyed chatting with Sister Hilda Dodsey.
Yeah, and look, we've been quite humbled and overwhelmed by the support we've received since our first show went to air on the 11th of August.
Yes, and next week we'll have an interview you did with Trish McCarthy, the host of our Milk and Honey segment.
And don't forget, you can pick up The Journey streaming live on the net at www.pulse941.com.au. Tell all your friends, hold a barbecue, make a day of it.
A big thank you to our regular contributors to The Journey, Sister Hilda Scott,
Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy,
Dr. Byron and Fran Carolla,
and thanks Father Richard for your gospel reflection,
Trish McCarthy,
and Pete Gilmore.
That's The Journey, Sundays 11 a.m. up until midday, repeated Wednesdays 10 till 11 p.m.
And don't forget you can catch music, guest speakers, interviews and a whole lot more, Dave.
Also, over the next couple of weeks, we've got some great interviews coming up on The Journey, just people we've bumped into along the way, Dodsey.
Yeah, and it was also very good for us to get to know the presenters on another level and find out what they were really like and what their views were on presenting on The Journey.
Faith, hope, love and life for The Journey with Dodsey and Dave. That's another show over. So until next time,
have yourselves a great week.
The Journey is produced by the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong in cooperation with Pulse 941 and edited by Jude Hennessy and Daniel Hopper from the Office of the Bishop.